Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I have two guests in here for my weekly chamber chat. The first is Greg Haglund. He is a loyal knight with Perry Elks Lodge. And then the chamber executive director, Lindsay Pasuti. Greg and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Greg, we will start with you. You are obviously here representing the Elks Lodge. So just tell me a little bit about the background of the Perry Elks.
Elks in general invest in the community through programs that help children grow up healthy and drug-free. We meet the needs of today's veterans and improve the quality of life.
Okay, so what are some of the specific programs that you have that run throughout the year?
Well, some of the activities we've done over this year, we've had Flag Day Ceremony, which was held at the Josh Davis Memorial Plaza, and that's every June. We do fundraisers for the Perry Humane Society and Panora Pets. We had the drug awareness in the 4th of July parade, the trailer for the drug awareness. We had a garage sale during the annual 141 garage sale with the proceeds going to our annual Christmas basket program. We held a toy drive with donations going to the local Toys for Tots. We also had that drug awareness trailer in the lighted Christmas parade this year. We delivered 105 Christmas and food baskets to local veterans and residents in need. Fundraiser for two of the injured Tyson workers that were hurt in December. Raised quite a bit of money for them and was able to donate that to them. Great program there. We gave out a number of scholarships to the high school seniors last year. Sent a junior high student with type 1 diabetes to a diabetes camp, especially designed for children with diabetes. And we also collect deer hides to donate to the Elks National Leather Program. The other real thing we do is we sponsor a mile stretch here on 141 and pick up trash twice a year. So we do lots of real fun events for the community, really.
Why do you feel like the Elks Club, all these things, why do you feel like it's something that you like to be a part of and is good for the community?
Well, first off, Elks has a kind of a slogan this year, Elks Care, Elks Share. That's kind of really near and dear to my heart. I'm an Eagle Scout, and everybody that's given to me to help me do those sorts of things, I feel like I'm giving back. So it's just a good program to be a part of. Obviously, the veterans events and so forth, it's always a good feeling. And that's one of the main reasons I became an Elk.
So the natural high is the reason.
Yes.
Out of curiosity, the two injured Tyson's workers, were they both Elks members, or did you just host them just because?
One of the injured workers was a member, and then the other one is a friend of his. And so it kind of all worked, and it was a really good event to bring everybody in. It was also brought to the Elks through another Elks member that works there. So it just all kind of worked together.
Okay. Now, if people are interested in joining the Elks, what sort of process is that, or is it kind of a big secret?
It's a good question. No, it's not a big secret. Come out to the Elks, see what we're for, what we do, and then we've got an application process. Very simple. Fill out some paperwork. We go through an initiation. It's more about if you want to give back and be part of the organization.
All right. Well, Greg, do you have anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about the Elks Club?
If you're interested in learning more about the Elks, visit elks.org or just stop out to the Perry Elks Lodge.
All right. Well, we will move on to the chamber side of this chamber chat and welcome in the brand new chamber director, Lindsay Pasuti. So, Lindsay, first of all, how has your first week on the job gone?
The first week of this job has been very busy, active, meeting a lot of people. Getting time in the office has been a little bit on the slight side, but definitely getting a feel for the job and the community and the businesses that we work with. So it's a lot to take in all in a short period of time, but I'm really excited to just keep chipping away and taking this on.
All right. Now, kind of your first real event as the chamber director actually happened this morning, and that was the chamber coffee. So what did you think about it?
It was great to have a bunch of folks come together and share about their businesses. So putting some names to faces again after having a week and a half, 2 weeks of learning lots of people's names and where they belong and things like that. So just another great chance to have that come together and put faces to names and for businesses to support each other and come out to these kinds of events.
All right. And it looked like everyone there was having a good time. I always have a good time at the Chamber Coffees. They're always fun. So
I think you can count on good coffee, some breakfast, good conversation.
Absolutely. Now, some things coming up here. Sometime in the near future, you are going to be holding a lunch and learn with the chamber. What is this?
Yeah, so we've been talking about doing some various programming, and one that just came up, we're partnering with the Perry Economic Development Group along with the chamber, and we are bringing in Mid-American Energy and Alliant Energy to come and talk to businesses about how they can, quote unquote, save some green while being more green. And so just learning about energy efficiencies that they can do in their place of business and then also their homes too. So if you're looking to be more green or just kind of cut down on energy costs in general, this is a pretty good program to take part in. There will be a free lunch and registration is required. So let us know if you need more information on that and if it's a good fit for you to join us.
All right. So when and where is that going to be?
It is March 23rd. That's a Friday at noon at the Hotel Patti.
All right. So coming up here pretty quickly. So, and you said registration is required for that. How can people register?
So you can call the office or just send us an email, perrychamber@perryia.org. That would be the easiest, best way. You can do that anytime instead of just hitting us up during our office hours.
All right. Now, one last thing to talk about today is something that's near and dear to my heart because I'm a member of the group. That is the Chamber Ambassadors. The next meeting for them is coming up next week.
Yes, March 15th. So the Ambassadors Program is just another way for Chamber members to get more involved with what the Chamber is doing and learning what's going on and being a voice as a member to kind of help guide us to what we're doing and with programs and events. Would you like to talk about your experience with that since this is still pretty new to me?
Wait, are you interviewing me now? Well, basically, if anyone is interested in joining the Ambassadors, it's just a group of people that are passionate about the city, and I'm one of them. It's a great group of people, and we discuss just the goings-on of the city, and it's a good time. Anything to add to that? You haven't experienced the Chamber Ambassador, so I guess what are you looking forward to with that?
Again, just like I've been saying, this first month is really about getting to know people and the community as a whole. So this is just another chance to meet and get to know some of the heavy hitters with the chamber that really care about moving things forward besides just being members, but also being really active too. So getting to know those folks so that we can work together in the future.
All right. Well, I don't know how heavy hitters we are with the ambassadors, but we definitely care. So thank you for that. All right. Anything else that you want to mention today, Lindsay?
I guess just final thing to save the date, put on your calendar for our annual dinner on April 10th. More coming out about that with the award nominations and how to RSVP. But just for now, save the date, April 10th.
All right. And we will talk more about that in the next week. So Lindsay Pasuti and Greg Haglund, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Greg Haglund and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.